Psalm 112, Preface. Experience teaches abundantly that those who trust in God through Jesus Christ and walk in His commandments have at all times a quiet conscience and need fear no evil. When they are visited by afflictions, they possess their souls in patience, being more comforted by God and His word than the cross can afflict. Though they must lose what is dearest unto them on this earth, yet they know the will of their Father in heaven is good over them. His grace in Jesus Christ is sure, and without fail He will, in due time, exalt the humble. And even though they are overtaken by sin, as Solomon says, that a just man falleth seven times, yet they continue not in sin, but quickly repent, and rise up again by the rock of our salvation, which is Jesus Christ, for whose sake they again seek and obtain grace and forgiveness. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth in His commandments, and preserveth a conscience void of offense. In the day of affliction the light of comfort shall shine unto him, and he shall triumph over all his enemies. This is attested by the 112th Psalm. Blessedness of those that fear the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid, until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Summary. They that fear the Lord are here praised for their piety and virtues, and deliverance from evil and everlasting comfort are promised them. Special praise is here accorded to the fixedness of the heart, trusting the mercy of the Lord with an undoubting confidence, which indeed is the right, true, and saving faith. To those who trust the mercy of God and walk in His fear, this psalm promises that their seed shall be blessed. They shall be remembered among the pious, they shall find comfort in affliction, they shall be delivered from evil, and shall be given an everlasting righteousness in the kingdom of the Lamb. But the wicked, seeing the righteous delivered and honored, shall bite their own tongue, and shall sink into the pit gnawed by remorse. Fear God, and envy not His people. Prayer. Thou, O Lord, who art the reward of them that fear Thee, and the defense of Thy people, and in Thy Son Jesus Christ, has promised grace and everlasting righteousness to them that believe, establish our hearts by Thy grace, that, rooted in the faith of Thy word, we may be able to stand in the day of trial. Endue us with strength to resist the enticing lust of sin, and to triumph over Satan, death, and hell, through Jesus Christ. Amen.